keep your hands to yourself. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I'll never forget.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Being not that many years removed from having a dating daughter at home, I like the automobile commercial where the father is driving his little girl and her school dance date down the road, playing music to remind them how to behave that evening, finally getting a smarmy, "Okay, Dad, we get it," as they arrive at the door. Well, maybe we need something like that for folks to play in their car as they travel to high school ball games. It's surprising that it hasn't happened more often, but I could not recall ever hearing about a spectator in these parts actually trying to grab an official during a basketball contest when I got the call a couple of weeks ago from a reporter in mid-Michigan. And while the administration of the home team in this instance took quick action in ejecting the spectator from the gymnasium and following up to assure that there would not be a repeat of this occurrence on its dime, it does give us pause to think about the bigger, an ever-growing problem of the lack of respect that coaches, players, and especially spectators have for the men and the women in the striped shirts. It takes three parties to have a game. While sitting in the stands, we seem to be able to, like it or not, accept or understand what the coaches and the players do, but we can't tolerate for a split second anything other than what we think is perfection from the officials. Hey, officials are human beings too. Mom and dads who have kids in sport, who work at their craft. Unlike those of you in the stands who think that watching officiating experts on televised sporting events gives you the same knowledge of the rules and the mechanics of high school sports and how to apply it all at full speed. I've said it before, your $5 to attend a high school sporting event, an educational sporting event, gives you the privilege to watch the game and encourage the young people playing it. Nothing more. It is not a license to verbally or physically assault the people who freely give of their time to get down on the playing surface and officiate. I remember being in a town hall meeting some years ago about sportsmanship, and a woman, who was the wife of a local basketball coach with a reputation for haranguing on officials as she sat alongside her husband on the bench, asking me what I was going to do about these homer referees, knowing full well that the referee that they had in someone else's gym one night would be their homer in their gym in a week or two. My response was that I would pit the impartiality of any referee in the state of Michigan against anyone sitting up on the stands or on the bench on any given night. Folks, we are going to continue to lose an already graying core of officials and prevent a generation of young people from giving back to the game as referees if we don't stop the disrespect. They've got the courage and the guts to work the game, and you don't. They may not get every call right, but they're trying, just like the players and the coaches. So when it comes to the officials, folks, please, as the Georgia Satellites state so well, don't hand me no lines and keep your hands to yourself. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.